We're awaiting Pentagon and White House briefings on two deadly explosions outside the Kabul airport, where thousands of Afghans have gathered in past days, trying to flee the country before U.S. troops pull out next week. With us now is Al Jazeera's Charlotte Bellis, who is in Kabul. Charlotte, can you give us the details on what we now know about casualties?
It's climbing. We understand that quite a few people have been transferred to multiple hospitals. The Taliban have told us 13 killed and dozens injured, but from what I've seen of the scene and from talking to witnesses, it may very well climb. I heard the first explosion here in Kabul. It was around 5:40 p.m. local time. We actually went down to the airport straight after that, to see if we could get a closer look as to what had actually happened. There was heavy gunfire when we got down there, a lot of smoke. We tried to go down the road towards the explosion, and Taliban had closed it off. There were hundreds of people running towards us. There were sirens going off from within the airport itself, and ambulances rushing past us at that time.
There have been reports that an ISIS affiliate known as ISIS-K is responsible. Have they claimed responsibility for this attack?
They haven't claimed responsibility to the best of my knowledge, but Western sources and the Taliban are all blaming ISIL, and that is the intelligence we'd had in the last 24 hours or so, that ISIS was planning an attack. I talked to the Taliban earlier on Thursday, and they said, we understand that they are trying to target the airport with a car bombing, and they're looking for maximum casualties. Multiple media outlets, we all talked to each other, and we all decided not to go near the airport today based off this threat level, and so we stayed clear. My producer briefly went down and had a look, and he said it was incredibly tense, and the Taliban were very much on edge. They'd pushed everyone back from the main gate, and that was a couple of hours before the blast went off.
What happens with the evacuations now? The U.S. announced more than 13,000 people were evacuated from that airport in the past 24 hours. Then we got the warning that people should stay away from the airport because of a security threat. Now what happens with that evacuation effort?
We haven't had any update really on what happens with the evacuation effort. We know that it transitioned from, it was basically a free-for-all of, if you show up to the gate and you can convince the Taliban that you deserve to be on one of these evacuation flights that you can get through, that changed as this threat level increased and they stopped allowing people to go through freely. They started doing special forces operations to extract people from different areas of Kabul. They also started liaising with the Taliban and putting people on buses. I know in my own hotel, they were loading people on buses for the last couple of days, essentially pre-vetting them to make sure that they had the right paperwork and then trying to drive them through into the airport and streamline the process. They weren't hanging around outside the airport too long. But at this point, with just a couple of days left until foreign forces have to be out and these evacuation flights end, it's not clear how they're going to do it safely now when it's been exposed to such a soft target.
We have less than a minute left here, Charlotte, but have we gotten any response from the Taliban, who's now responsible for responding to this?
Yes, the Taliban have tweeted, and I spoke to their spokesman a short time ago. They've condemned the attack. They've said it's an atrocity, that civilians shouldn't be targeted like this. So they've come out quite strongly on multiple platforms. I mean, at the end of the day, the buck stops with them because they were in charge of the security of the perimeter. And they proved to be kind of overwhelmed by the sheer numbers of people who were showing up and trying to stop anyone from ISIS getting through.
Charlotte Bellis is a correspondent for Al Jazeera who joined us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you.
Thank you.